on a very legislative episode of Truth Bombs.
Fun fact, the age limit for driving was 4. Or until your feet reached the pedals.
We're sorry. Welcome to Truth Bombs. I'm Adam.
I'm Ethan.
And I'm Becca.
And we are three siblings who are unafraid to tell it like it is. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks.
We're just like the coolest, you know. We were like, well, we could go party and drink disgusting green beer, but you know what's even better?
Not getting social anxiety and also crowd anxiety and also puking green.
I actually want to talk about how much I dislike St. Patrick's Day for my truth. Mm. I know we have definitely one listener that's going to be outraged by this section. So sorry, Miller, but it bothers me a lot. It's probably the same thing where I just can't get on board with like, let's pick arbitrary party theme and like go to town about it. But I've really only been out for St. Patrick's Day, like for reals. Like one time, and that time basically ended early because we were sitting in the front of a pub, like right by the front window.
I remember this.
And we watched like a full on fight, like a real honest to God fight.
Yeah.
And like the one guy went down, and then like his girlfriend was like attacking the other guy. And then, like, the one guy stepped on the other guy's head, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
And then
ruin your night.
But, you know, and here's the thing. Maybe this says a lot about me, but probably the worst part about it, aside from, like, the horrible violence, which is completely unlike the movies in any way, shape, or form,
mm-hmm.
is that once the cops had pulled everybody away and, like, you know, arrested them, like, double arrested them,
yeah,
some kid... like, probably, like, the minimum age to be working there, came out, was, like, clearly a kitchen worker,
mm-hmm.
and he came out with a bucket of water, and he dumped it on the sidewalk to try and wash the blood off.
Mm.
And then we all went home because we were sad. I don't know. I feel like no green plastic leprechaun hat can rectify that. That's not...
it's just going to give you flashbacks.
That's not salvageable. I mean, I'm getting over the actual witnessing of the fight thing. It was more just like, well, I gave this thing a try. It went badly.
Mm-hmm.
This just reinforced what I've always felt all along.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's really irritating. And it seems like a very arbitrary reason to get completely sloshed.
Yeah. I mean... being in university, I'm kind of in the midst of everybody who's at school, like, for attendance marks.
Yeah.
Even though they did the whole, like, pancake kegger thing.
I saw a guy one year wearing a green corset and a green tutu. And that guy almost had a little respect for it, because it was really cold that year, too. I don't know what he was up to.
Yeah.
But it's that level of, like, what are you doing with your life? Like, what decisions have you made that led you to this point?
Well,
tell me them so I can avoid them.
Like, somebody that I really cannot stand, who also happens to be running for some vice president of something for school.
Sure.
Was so, so drunk today. And he came into the library, into the silent section where Portia and I study, and was, like, not leaving her alone. And, like, I haven't talked to him in a long time, but he was talking to me and, like, asking me what I was up to and how it was going and what am I working on and how is that going. And, like, he smelled bad, and, like,
ew.
It was disgusting. And I was like, honestly, if I was like a random person who was thinking of voting for this guy, and I saw him so sloppy in the library, just like harassing somebody who obviously did not want to talk to him at all.
And in the silent section.
And in the silent section. He's a That's loud like a person sanctuary. To begin with. He's a loud person to begin with. And like, he can't whisper when he's stone cold sober, but try and do that when you're, you know.
Think of more metaphors for drunk. Do it. Do it now.
What is it? Two sheets against the wind or something?
Three sheets to the wind. That's a good one.
When he's trying to do that, when he's three sheets to the wind, it's not happening. And, like, people are staring, and I'm like, you have to leave.
Remember the movie A Knight's Tale, where he rode his horse into the church?
Yeah.
And then that, like, funny-looking bald priest with the long pointy beard comes out, and he's all like, this is a house of God, and starts, like, moving towards him threateningly.
Yeah, that's me in this scenario.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Except that the girl that he came to see did not want to see him.
Yeah, it sounds like an overall, like, terrible situation.
It was awful, and, like, he smelled bad, and, like, his shoe was untied, and he went to... It was pointed out to him that his shoe was untied, and he stared at it for about 7 seconds before deciding to just walk away instead of trying to tie it.
Oh, neat.
So.
I think the best I ever saw on St. Patrick's Day was a guy getting arrested at 11 a.m., he was yelling at someone in, like, a dorm room window, like, four stories up, about some... I don't remember the details, but it had something to do with his cousin and this person. Yeah. And, yeah, I don't know. There's no reason you need to yell at anybody at 11 a.m. until you get arrested.
Yeah.
That's too much yelling.
Yeah. Even on a regular day.
Even on a regular... On any day. And, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not, like... anti having a good time. Parties are great, but what gets me about it is, like, the obligatory nature of it. Like, it's March. This is Canada. I'm like, my ideal situation is, like, a nice patio or something, right? But it's like, well, you know, it was freezing rain last night, but it is St. Patrick's Day. Guess we better get drunk. I don't know. It's very, very strange. And I can't get into it. And I don't know. If you can get into it, I mean, awesome. That's, you know, it looks like everyone's having a lot of fun. So if you can latch onto that, go for it. I bet even Ebone's kind of willing to ride that wave, but I can't do it.
Yeah. It's,
I tried so hard.
It stresses me out. The whole thing.
I got so far, but in the end, doesn't even matter.
Yeah. It's so inconvenient. You know
what I mean?
That's
what I'm saying, yeah. Like,
I mean, I don't know, whatever.
Whatever. Whatever.
I can understand some of the appeal. I cannot understand all of it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I feel like university is about finding arbitrary reasons to get super drunk. And, like, as many as possible, or that's the way a lot of people seem to view it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, let's choose the feast day of the patron saint of Ireland and just go to town. Why not?
Yeah.
It's a weird one.
Yep. So I want to talk about something that definitely happens to me, and I think probably happens to other people too, but I find that, you know that phenomenon where you have so many clothes, but you're just standing there and you're like, oh, I have nothing to wear.
Sure.
I have no clothes. And then you haven't gone shopping for a long time. So you're like, well, maybe I'll just go shopping. Maybe I will treat myself.
I also have this happen over, food and TV shows on Netflix.
Okay, I'm not done yet, though.
Okay.
So you go out and you buy yourself some new clothes, and you like everything you bought, but there's one item that you just like, you really, really like it.
Sure.
Like a new shirt or something, a new sweater maybe.
Yeah.
And it's like the only thing you wear for like a month.
Yeah.
Obviously on and off, not like every single day I'm wearing the same shirt.
No, I just wear it every day.
It's like your go-to.
Yeah. No, just every day. It's fine.
Yep. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I have to confront myself because I definitely have a problem here. And I can't keep wearing this shirt every single day. But also, now that this is the only thing that I've been wearing, I feel like I have nothing to wear again.
What do you call a self-intervention? Is that an intravention?
Intravention, yeah, probably.
Let's go with that. I like it.
So I've been kind of trying to deal with this because I need to stop.
You've got a problem.
The same shirt every single time I need something to wear.
You've got a problem, but like you've admitted to yourself that you have a problem, which is step one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another 11 steps that ends with acceptance, maybe? I don't know.
Recovery.
And I don't. Sure, let's go with that one. What if you... Okay, I know like routine is really important for recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you started like a rotating clothing schedule and just stuck to the schedule mindlessly?
See, I try not to... I don't want to be the person that has like their Monday outfit and their Tuesday outfit.
As long as it's not like a 7-day rotation, it's going to cycle through anyways.
Hmm.
Like if you had like an 11-day rotation.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a lot of outfits, and nobody's going to notice that.
That's true.
What's more, you could do like 11 days, and then like, I'm just picking 11 because I don't know why. Just, mm-hmm. Whatever, it's just a number. And then like, once you finish your 11, you could do a laundry day, and then instead of doing like 1, 2, 3, 4 through, you could just have like a fishbowl and pick it out and be like, oh, I guess today is a day 3 day and wear outfit 3.
That's
and
true.
And then next day would be outfit 10 day, whatever.
I feel like you have this so lined up and ready to go. Like, is this
I've never tried
that.
No, listen, I'm just like, my personality is I'm just like a fixer, right? Like I hear about problems and I come up with solutions. It's just what I do.
Sure.
Like sometimes the problem is that you see a guy getting his head stomped on outside the pub you're at, and the solution is just go home, your night's over.
Just go home and repress it.
Just go home and pretend it never happened.
Cry for like 45 minutes and then never think about it again. Except when you have a really, really bad fever dream.
Just stop thinking about it. Just never observe that holiday again. Just get really upset anytime you see a leprechaun cartoon on TV. Cause it
just
reminds
never
you,
eat Lucky Charms again.
Because it reminds you of the fact that people are inherently evil and head stompers. So... They're after me, Lucky Charms. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Man, those cartoons could have gone dark. He would have teamed up with that Trix Rabbit.
Oh, God.
And they would have gotten their way sooner or later. By any means necessary. So I hear about your clothing problem. And I just think to myself, how do I stomp this problem in the head, as it were?
Sure. As you do.
As you do. And I feel like that's the most head-stompingest solution.
Sure. It's a pretty good solution.
And the fishbowl just adds a random element to it, like that dude's girlfriend who managed to dropkick a guy while wearing heels, which was, like, kind of impressive, but really scary. So, you know, just heel drop kick that head stomp, and you'll be fine.
All right. That's good.
Do you find this that you have the same problem with, like, Netflix or, like, getting a snack? Or is it just, like, the attachment to the one particular thing?
No, I'll be watching a show on Netflix, and it'll be, like, a 9-season show or something, and I'll just be watching it constantly, and I'll be like, ugh, I need something new to watch.
Yeah.
And then I go through, and nothing really appeals to me, so I'm like, well, it's still, like, an hour to kill, so I guess I'll just watch the same show again.
Yeah, I have trouble with that as well. Usually what happens is I'll start watching. There's so much show ahead of me. I just burn right through. All of a sudden I'm like, oh man, I'm going through this too fast. It's going to be over soon.
Mm.
I should like broaden things out. I'll pick a show. I'll watch like 2 episodes and I'll be like, okay, that's enough. I'll go back to my favorite one. And then like 2 months later, I'll just have forgotten those first 2 episodes from show B.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why did I even bother lying to myself?
Yeah, no, I definitely do that with shows as well, but I can't say I do that with food, though.
Well, I mean, I think the food is less, it's not quite the same thing. It's more just the whole, like, go to the cupboard, open it up, and be like, I have food. I just don't have food I want right now.
Just don't have the right
food. I don't have the right food. What I want is some green beer and some Lucky Charms. Oh, man. I didn't wear a single piece of green clothing today.
The closest I came was wearing my rubber boots because it was rainy outside, and those are, like, army green.
Yeah, those aren't St. Patrick's green.
Yeah, that's the closest I came.
Fair enough.
Oh, and my friend put a headband on me at the end of the day.
Did you yell at them?
No, I just took it off.
Okay. Threw it on the ground, stomped on it?
No, I told her that since I wouldn't go out with her, I would Snapchat her anytime she Snapchatted me, and I would wear it in any Snapchats I sent her.
That's a pretty good deal.
So, I thought that was pretty fair.
You know what? I feel like that's win-win.
Yeah, it is.
You don't have to go out. She gets Snapchats of you in that dumb headband thing.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, well, I'm going to go find some more stuff to stomp, and we'll be right back on Truth Bombs.
Astrological sign, astrological path to your life, astrological lines, it's astrological time.
Okay, well, 17 Magazine... Better late than never, I guess. Finally sent the free horoscopes that we're absolutely entitled to by
this
not subscribing.
Not the service that I am not paying for.
Yeah, you know what? You don't pay someone some hard earned cash money that you worked oh so hard for, and you give them none of it. And this is what they give you in return?
Look, I go to school, like, a lot of hours a week, like, full-time hours.
Uh-huh.
Plus, I work, like, 25 hours, if I can help it.
Right.
Plus, then, when I'm at home, like, I'm doing homework all the time. I don't get much downtime. And when I do, I want to count on my 17 magazine.
It's unpatriotic, is what it is.
This is ridiculous. I shouldn't have to suffer this kind of injustice.
Like... They might as well just, like, spit on the flag.
Hey, Super Seers at 17 Magazine, how did you not see my hurt and anger coming at the lateness of this magazine?
The only answer is that they saw it and they didn't care, which is almost worse.
How could you do this to me?
I'm really disappointed. You know what? I'm not mad, guys. I'm just really disappointed.
I'm very disappointed in them.
All right, well, there's, like, no March left, but I guess we can see if maybe they've got some predictions for it.
Yeah. Should we go over February? Do you even remember February? That was so long ago.
February was, like, a million years ago.
It was so long.
I don't know. We could check it, but who even knows if it's...
All right, I guess it'll be a surprise to all of us.
Like, it might as well be, like, Victorian era times. Did I have a Model T back then?
For real.
Oh, I remember. No, I was playing Hoop and Stick.
Like, was that this lifetime, or was this my former life?
Right, when you were also a child with a hoop and a stick.
Yes.
And a Model T, because back then there was no driver's license, so.
Fun fact, the age limit for driving was 4. Or until your feet reached the pedals.
Whichever came first.
Unless you were one of the rich kids and your parents bought you foot blocks to reach the pedals when you strapped them on the bottom of your feet.
Hold on, Dr. Jones.
All right, let's do this. Okay, so your theme was money on the way.
All right.
Okay. Admit it, Leo, you never even look at half the stuff in your closet, much less wear it. On the 8th, Pluto will help you get rid of what you no longer need. Not just that, you'll make a fortune selling it online.
I didn't sell anything online.
Did you get rid of some stuff from your closet?
I mean, like, a couple things. Not much. Like, and by got rid of them from my closet, I mean some of my socks wore through and I threw them away. Like, I don't know. When, like, I don't know what I was even wearing back then. Who even knows?
Was I even a full-size adult yet?
I think I had a blue tracksuit with red stripes and white stars on it. I can't find it anymore. If you can let me know, if you can just, like, Nancy Drew that mystery for me, I'd really like to know what happened to it.
Okay, so, like, swing and a miss on that one?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So my theme was fun with friends.
Did you have friends then? Who did you hang out with back then?
Do I have friends now? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
Okay, fun with friends. You've been craving a change in scenery, and with the help of the sun, you'll get the chance to travel to fun new places in February. By the 18th, you'll have new friends all over. Bon voyage, Jim.
Oh, so it sounds like you're going to colonize the new world.
Oh, right. Grab your hat. Me and Christopher.
Grab your hat with a buckle on it.
Right.
How's your hand turkey drawing skill? Because you're going to need it when you get there. Did you go anywhere?
That was
February?
Like part of reading week. And I think that was like right after I came back from Niagara Falls with mom and dad.
Okay.
So, I don't know. But our waitress the one night called me sweetie a lot. So maybe, is she a new friend all over the world?
I think so. I think that counts.
All right.
It's more than an hour away from home. You saw strange new lands.
Okay, so we'll give that like a 10%.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Not great, 17 for February.
It seems like they've been dropping the ball constantly for like the past 6 weeks.
That's true. Oh, are we going over Ebon's?
Yeah, let's find out.
His was...
If he even remembers that long ago.
Was he even born yet?
Did we have a brother then? This bit is getting old. What happened for Yvonne in February?
His theme was major drama.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
What else is new?
It says, be careful what you say to your BFF on the 6th. Thanks to an intense planetary opposition, any advice you offer will come off sounding way critical. And a laid-back hangout could go south fast.
Yvonne, did you ruin any friendships in February? Like, early February?
We'll wait for you to answer.
Oh, no, like, not now. This is live. This isn't live. Like, you can't hear us.
I miss Yvonne.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, how about...
He probably ruined a friendship.
He probably made more friends.
Yeah, lose one, gain three. That's the Yvonne way.
The Yvonne friendship pyramid. Inverse pyramid.
If you think about it, it's not a pyramid. It's more like a triangle, but like the top's really flat, so like a trapezoid. The Yvonne friend trapezoid.
Okay. So your theme for March is flirty fun.
Ooh. All right.
Okay. Since your BFF and her guy started getting closer, you felt kind of left out. Heads up, you could be double dating with them soon. With Jupiter's help, you'll meet someone you truly click with on the 4th.
Well, the fourth was forever ago.
How many moons ago was that?
I don't know. Like, odds are pretty good. I hung out with Yumiko on the fourth, so probably.
Good enough.
Maybe. I can't remember that.
17 is also doing this new thing in their horoscopes. Maybe this is why it took so much longer for this to get to me. They were printing an extra, like, 4 lines in every horoscope.
They were revamping it?
They were revamping it.
This is 17 remix?
Yeah. So what they're doing is they're putting a little section on the bottom, and it says, if you're crushing on a, and then whatever sign. So...
Is it for, like, each one? There's, like, a matched one?
No,
for
yours, it's like, read your Leo horoscope, and it says, if you're crushing on a Leo, and then it gives the person who's crushing on them advice.
Oh, okay, I see. So, I thought it was, like, really in-depth, like, if you're, like, a Cancer, and you're crushing on a Gemini, like, what do you do?
No. So, I don't know, do you want me, how should we do this part of it? Should I read what to do if somebody's crushing on you? Or should I read for Yumiko's? Do you want to know what to do in your own relationship?
Yeah,
or do you
sure.
Want to know what other people should do to win you over?
Well, I mean, there's no chance of that because I'm just unwinnable, but...
Sure.
let me know what I should do to make Yumiko even happier.
Okay. So she's an Aquarius.
Yes.
So if you're crushing on an Aquarius... Disagree. Aquarians love a good debate.
Is that all it says?
Yeah. Oh, incredible.
I'll just be so contrarian, like, all the time. They love a good debate. Oh man. Yeah, Friends is a pretty good show. Is it?
Are you sure about that?
Do you have facts?
Are you
to back
sure
that up?
About that?
Can you cite your sources?
MLA format, please. 5 pages by tomorrow.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Excuse me. I can't believe 2-inch margins. Double spaced.
2-inch margins are huge.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
Okay.
It's really cold out there today. No, f*** you, it's hot. It's hot as s***. I'm not going out there unless I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. All right, well, fine, go out in shorts and a t-shirt. I will.
Not? Okay, my theme is Spotlight on You. Yes.
For once, nice.
I know.
Congrats. Okay.
It's natural to feel mopey after your recent setback, but often the best way out of your own head is to help someone else. Mercury will introduce you to a cool cause on the 18th. Get to work. Wow.
Dang, you're getting down to business. And it starts tomorrow.
It starts tomorrow.
Wow.
Oh man, I better shower tomorrow.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. Get your business pants on.
So... Tyler is a Taurus, and it says, if you're crushing on a Taurus, take your nature-loving bull on a fun picnic in the countryside.
Nature-loving bull sounds like the kind of swear that someone who doesn't swear would say. Take your nature-loving bull and get out of here.
I mean, it's March.
No, take him to a park.
Countryside.
Right.
It's gonna be muddy.
Yep. Do it.
Also, I think I love nature more than he does, and I don't really love nature that much more than in
you
concept.
Really don't love nature that much.
I mean, I really love it, but it makes me so itchy.
I think you like looking at nature.
I like looking at nature, and I like...
Ideally on a computer screen.
No, not even. I like being outside. I just like, I burn really easily. Sorry. And things make me itchy. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I spend so much time inside that being outside, just my body doesn't know what to do.
You need like a bubble. Like a clean room that goes along with you to nature.
Ugh. Okay, Ebone. Your theme is money on the way. You've been itching to go on a shopping spree, but cash has been tight. Just wait until the 17th when Venus changes signs. Your favorite stores will offer great deals, so you can score cute stuff at the mall then. Oh, we should text Ebone.
Yeah. I wonder if he knows. Today's almost over.
Today is almost over. It's quarter after 8. I don't know how late his mall's open. Maybe till 9.
The internet is always open.
True. Very true. Good call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Liz is a Capricorn, I believe. If you're crushing on a Capricorn, flattery will get you everywhere with a cap, so compliment away.
All right. That seems sensible, I guess. That's, you know, very generic. I mean, I don't know. It seems like really neutral advice. I don't hate it, but I don't really love it that much either.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, back. I've got some relationship advice for you. If you want your SO to feel better about themselves, just like say really nice things about them. I know it's really like revolutionary and stuff, but just say nice things about them.
I need to point out two of them here. The okay. other ones are all pretty whatever.
Well, like, because some of our listeners might be looking to woo someone
of
a different astrological persuasion.
If you want to know how to woo somebody of a different astrological persuasion, mm-hmm. write into us at Truth Bombs.
Good
and
call.
I'll do a special update just for you. I will personalize it.
I love it.
To a degree based on the signs. Okay.
Perfect.
So I want to point out, if you're crushing on a Scorpio, pretend you've got a secret. A Scorp will be dying to get you to spill what it is.
Or will break up with you. Or will leave you forever because they think that you're cheating on them.
Who are you texting? Nobody! God! Okay.
Oh, God.
Hey, are you around to get dinner tomorrow night? No, I'm busy. What are you doing? Nothing! Good luck with your Scorp.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, and then I need to point out, for if you're crushing on a Libra, their advice? Be prepared to melt at this charmer's sweet smile.
That is not proactive.
That's not proactive. Just, like, ready yourself to look at their mouth stretching back.
Get ready. You're going to be a gooey puddle on the ground.
So now you know how to deal with your various feelings for various signs.
They're going to flash their choppers and you're going to be like one of them goats you saw on YouTube.
Oh, you're just gonna flutter to the ground.
You're just going to go, eh, and just like drop sideways.
Or you're fully rigid.
All limbs completely stiff. They will smile at you and also flutter an umbrella in your general direction. It's going to be very overwhelming. Just be ready.
You're just going to melt.
Oh, man. Well, 17, I really hope you do better next month with the, you know, with how prompt you are on getting our free magazine to us. Because you can do better. I know you can.
I believe in 17.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go look up some contentious issues to debate with my girlfriend, and we'll be right back on Truth Bombs. Thank you.
Alright, so it is time to check in with Ebon. We're coming closer and closer to the end of his little adventure here.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder what's actually left to do. I guess, like, track down Bradford, right?
Yeah, definitely.
He kind of Dr. Claude his way out at the very end.
Yeah, he totally did.
I'll get you next time, Ebon, next time. Swooping away, stroking a cat.
Yep. So
I'm
we have to
sure
find.
That's how that's planned.
Yeah, as far as I remember, that's accurate.
I'm pretty sure you said exactly that.
Yep. So we have to find Bradford. Mm-hmm. We have to find out what happened to Mr. Singh.
Yeah. What did happen to that guy?
Mm-hmm.
He's probably dead. Unless he was Bradford the whole time. That's definitely not true.
Could you imagine? Anyway.
This isn't Scooby-Doo enough. Bradford's tied up. Like, let's see who he really is. They pull off the mask, and it's Tiny Mr. Singh wearing his bellhop hat. Mr. Singh, but why?
And I would have gotten away with it, too.
That would be great, but I feel like it's a little bit out of keeping with the style of Ebon's story so far.
A little bit.
Well, I don't know. So the file, I don't know. Like, I can't really read the name of the file today. It's all messed up and weird. So I don't know. We won't know until we get into there. So you want to just get going on that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
My dearest listeners, after having defeated, I find my confidence in the safety of the city shaken, and clearly his influence is still hovering about me.
Hovering.
I have found my technology is barely retaining functionality. After what is clearly a gremlinic curse has been placed about me. I can only assume by Bradford. As such, and when I found it, I truly regretted the loss of Samson to aid me.
Aid?
I found myself wondering at that moment about Randeep Singh and the mystery that he still posed to me. Singh. The key of the city in my hands and all the powers it granted.
Power.
Miss Sudbury then placed the most tender of kisses on my brow and having discovered the truth about Bradford's whereabouts, I booked a flight immediately to... Having arrived here, and with rumors of a quiet, polite man of Indian descent, I booked a room in that quarter of the city. Your friend abroad, Ethan.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What just happened?
I can't tell if I'm crying.
Are we high now?
I think so. I had to close my eyes with that.
Is this meth?
Is this ear acid?
Becca, like, is this that binaural beats that the kids are into these days? I'm
so confused.
Do you think
there's, like, subliminal messages in our brains now?
Becca, we've been Manchurian candidated.
Oh, my God. I'm not okay.
That was really messed up.
That was super messed up.
Okay, hang on. Let's just review what we do know out of that really short, really intense clip.
Who's Miss Sudbury?
I would assume, Becca, come on, I would assume she won a beauty contest out of all the most beautiful women of Sudbury.
I mean, I would assume so.
Do you want, like, a name? Because I don't know that. I don't follow beauty pageant circuit.
No, I just want to
in
know
Northern,
like,
Ontario.
What? I just want to... Only in Southwestern.
Like, come on, that's where it's at.
Okay, so he lost Samson.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Sudbury kissed him tenderly on the brow.
Yep, and that's all.
He...
that's all for that part.
He... But
thank God for corruption sometimes.
He, traveled somewhere.
He's got a gremlinic curse on him from Bradford, which is why this is all messed up. And yeah, he's trying to track down Mr. Singh, who we were just talking about.
Yeah, because he heard rumors of a very polite man.
Mm-hmm.
And
I noticed you left out a word.
I'm still thinking.
Wow. Wow. I guess that means this message was, like, caught in transit or something. It's a good thing we got anything at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was crazy.
I don't know. See, here's the thing. The next message hasn't shown up yet, right? Like,
yeah.
So there are two possibilities here. Because obviously Bradford is on to his delivery methods now, right?
Right.
So either we get a message next week, and that means that Ebon was victorious,
mm-hmm.
or we'll get no message at all.
And we'll never hear from him again.
It means he's dead.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. The stakes have never been higher?
I guess.
The stakes have never been more fictional.
It's just like, those are the last words that we could hear from him, possibly.
That Miss Sudbury kissed him tenderly on the brow.
In true Ebon fashion. He died as he lived.
Being kissed tenderly on the brow by Miss Sudbury. Oh, God. Oh, man. This is exciting.
It is exciting.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see next week. Wow. Man, I'm still not sure I'm okay. Like, if you guys at home weren't listening with headphones, go back and listen with headphones because you'll feel like you're dying, like, literally.
I couldn't open my eyes.
It was kind of disorienting. I guess what that's gremlinic curses for you.
I guess.
Oh, wow.
That was wow. Experience.
It sure was. It really, really was.
What a trip. All right.
I'm going to go figure out if I've been programmed to assassinate a world leader somehow. And we'll be right back on Truth Bombs. Okay, that's just about it for us this week on Truth Bombs. Remember to subscribe to us on iTunes so you get the episodes as soon as they come out. While you're there, maybe leave us a review and a rating, because those would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Check out truthbombs.ca, where you can find all of our other places on the web, like Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter. Definitely check out Twitter. We live-tweeted Ebon's most recent school play, which was
fantastic,
amazing, by the way. Just incredible. You can see all of our comments there. He did a really good job. I gotta admit it.
Yeah, he did great.
As much as I want to make fun of the guy as an older brother. It was pretty great. Check out hi101.ca for my other project. We're gonna have, new episodes out. No, check out the old episodes. We were talking about smallpox. It's a super bummer.
Good
but really
selling.
Interesting.
Good
but really interesting.
Pitch.
Hey. Part 2 was all about curing it, so, you know, there's a happy ending. Spoilers. Spoiler alert, at the end of my episode, smallpox is gone. I know nobody saw it coming. Send in your anonymous truths, cures you on advice on, situations about which you'd like to know the worst-case scenario. Let us know who you're crushing on and when
yeah.
the birthday is, and we'll record you a personalized message about what to do to woo them. Effectively.
Yes.
To win their hearts. To court them. You go and get some.
And from all of us here at Truth Bombs, don't jank up your life, you last month the boss.